You are listening to the official Hitch Guys in Cape Town podcast, episode 33.
Trace.
Hey guys, happy Valentine's week.
Yeah, happy Valentine's week. Hopefully it was awesome.
Yes.
And you got to spend it, you know, doing awesome things.
Yes.
Awesomely.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, so we had a nice Valentine. Colin and I actually had originally planned to not really celebrate on Valentine's Day. Like, we were just going to, like, have some champagne together before we went to bed. Because I was going to go back to that improv class, and Colin was going to go run with a running group. But the 14th was also the date of the State of the Nation address by South African President Jacob Zuma. So we...
Not to be confused with Zima.
Not to be confused with discontinued Zima. Sparkling malt beverage Zima.
Zima.
Yes. No.
Are those commercials?
Not really, honestly.
Maybe I don't either.
All I really know about Zima is that it was, like, opaque white and that Pit Girl misses it.
Yeah, so it was State of the Nation.
State of the Nation.
Which is the same thing as the State of the Union.
Except for there's no union here.
Yeah, well, I kept saying at work, I was like, yeah, so the State of the Union.
Me too. I could not stop myself from saying it. And then I would be like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. There's no union.
Yeah, and they were laughing at me. And I was like, oh.
Anyway, we live very close to Parliament, so...
Like... 2 blocks away.
Like, less than that. I mean, I guess if you had to drive there, it would be 2 blocks away. But...
There's a Facty McGill.
Sorry. Okay, anyway. So, because we live so close to Parliament, where the State of the Nation address was given, basically...
2 blocks driving, 1 1/4 block walking, like, as the crow flies.
Yeah, approximately. Anyway, we were kind of trapped in our apartment by the security. The road in front of our apartment building was closed. The road that our parking garage exits onto was closed. So,
but we'll put it. I took some pictures of all the military personnel. They had on our street. That's our hotels or our apartments on was completely closed. And like every 2 feet, there were soldiers standing at attention and stuff.
Yeah,
so it was neat. And there were a lot of what is it? Not parades, but marching bands and stuff like that.
They were kind of like parades. And all week long. Day of the State of the Union. There were events leading up to the State of the Union all week long. So we heard extra marching band music.
True.
So the 14th was a crazy day in South Africa because on top of the State of the Nation and Valentine's Day, Oscar Pistorius killed his girlfriend, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny because when I got to work, and I checked CNN as opposed to South African news stations or news websites, and it was the front page on CNN, and I got confused. I was like, I didn't know. I was like, oh, is this? That's a bad story on my part.
Terrible story.
I checked the internet, and a popular story was on CNN.
No, I guess. So, I first heard the news on the radio, and so obviously it's a huge deal here. It's like one of our national heroes murdered someone.
Allegedly.
But I guess I was surprised that it was, a front headline on American CNN.
You know, yes.
Horrible. Yeah, anyway.
But it'll be interesting seeing that, and this may be maybe a pseudo, OJ type
situation.
I
said on Twitter, it's like OJ if OJ had no legs. So, because we decided last minute decided we were going to be in for Valentine's Day, I tried to make it as special as possible. I got the stuff to make beef Wellington, which is Colin's favorite food that I can cook, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think
his favorite special occasion meal.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I knocked it out of the park.
That's true.
Best beef Wellington I've ever made.
I think one thing, though, that's key is that when you make it, you serve it quickly. Because you want the meat to be medium rare to rare to medium rare. Because the first one we got was, perfect. But then we had 2 big cuts.
Yeah.
And then they were, cooked a little more. So then it was, okay, so next time. So any people out there that are cooking this, maybe like serve it quick because it's perfect.
Well, you have to let it sit for a minute to hold together, but don't let it sit too long because it continues to cook.
Yeah, but anyway, it was good. Yeah, really, really delicious. And it was nice, like, you know, cutting up mushrooms to make pâté.
Duxelles. Anyway, so we ate beef Wellington, drank some wine, champagne, watched The Lake House, which I love unironically. I love that movie. And Colin kept asking me questions about the space-time continuum in The Lake House, and I got upset.
Well, so my question was, like, why wouldn't... Robin was like... I was like, if I had this portal, Robin was like, why didn't she warn him about Katrina?
That was my reaction when I saw that movie in 2006.
And my reaction was, why didn't he ask her about some stock tips? So I wanted to gain personal wealth and Robin wanted to help people.
But Colin pointed out it would be very difficult for these two schmoes in Chicago to actually prevent Katrina from being a huge disaster.
Yeah, it's like, rebuild these levees.
Hi, my name's Keanu Reeves. I'm a builder from Chicago, and I would like to reinforce your levees.
Or at least get FEMA Central Command thing or whatever. I don't know.
Anyway,
I wanted to get rich, and Robin wanted to help people.
Yes.
That's the moral of that story.
But Valentine's Day, while it was very nice, the peak of our Valentine's week, romance-wise, was Saturday. Colin planned a surprise for me. He booked a picnic lunch.
Actual surprise,
which is very rare in our relationship. He booked a picnic lunch at Noble Hill Wine Farm, our favorite wine farm, the American-owned one that we visited a few weeks ago.
Where pretty much every wine we had is delicious. Yep.
I think every wine we've had there is delicious.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure, too. I can't remember every single one. So I was just trying to be more accurate for your sake.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, so this picnic thing was so great. It's like, you know, they have this nice little lawn with, like, really pretty willow trees. And there's, like, a little runoff pool that actually looks very pretty. And, you know, there's pretty birds and... It's just really, like, this
nice
lawn area. And then they bring out a nice heavy blanket for you. And
they bring out a bottle of the rosé, and then a biscuit
and a bucket of ice, and a warm baguette, and then a whole picnic basket filled with goodies.
And so when I signed up got the reservation for this, online it says, you know, you'll get meat and crackers and fruit and dried fruit and pasta and olives, you know, just like, they just like list all the stuff that you're getting. But I thought they were going to be in like South African portions. Like, you can get a family bag size of potato chips, which is basically two personal size bags in the state.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's just... The serving sizes are what serving sizes should be.
Yes.
I mean, they really are.
Yes.
But
this is an American-owned wine farm.
It's American-owned wine farm. Yeah. And I was worried that, because they have a restaurant there as well, and I was like, oh, shit, you know, maybe I should have reserved, you know, like, or we should have gone to the restaurant afterwards.
Right. Boy, did we not need to go to the
restaurant
afterwards.
Yeah, we didn't need to. There was a ton of stuff.
There was at least a meal's worth for the two of us in that picnic basket.
Of that, yeah.
Yeah. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
It was such a nice afternoon. We were there for a really long time, and it didn't feel like we were there very long at all.
Yeah.
We just relaxed and hung out.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah, so that was wonderful. And we also picked up some olive oil, because a lot of these wine farms also sell olive oil, I guess, because olives grow in similar temperatures as wine, as
that's
grapes.
Correct. Is that
true? And so that was good. So it was like a peri-peri, so it's a hot olive oil that Robin won't have.
I did not like it. I tried it at their tasting station, but Colin bought some, and he loves it.
Yes, that's good. So that was fun. And so then what else did we do, Kukuk? What do we get back here? Did we run?
I think your stomach started to bother you.
Oh, yeah. I wanted rum, but I was like, blurb, blurb.
Having a huge craving for pizza, so we went and got pizza. My huge craving for pizza was not satisfied by South African pizza, but it was still nice. Anyway, and then today, Colin did run. Ran pretty far.
Did run. did runs, which is an 18-miler on a treadmill.
Which is crazy.
So, yeah, let that sink in.
Yeah.
However, I'm really, really good at watching television. Like, I am...
That is truth.
If there was a bell curve on people's TV ability, and I'm not saying, like, being able to remember what they're watching, or being able, yeah, just being able to remember, or, like, even know, like, the actors and all this stuff, even, like, all the things that I watch, I forget them immediately.
That's part of the reason you're so good at watching
yes,
TV.
Yes, okay, so, okay.
You can watch every episode of Breaking Bad 18 times and That's love true. It every time.
That's true. Because I forget what I watch almost immediately, almost every episode I watch is like watching a new episode. And so it's like, as I'm watching, because like, I really like the American Office, and I regularly rewatch like seasons 3 through 8 is I guess what I own. And I like remember the jokes coming up as they come up, but as soon as they're over, I forget. but it's like watching a new episode every time, and it's awesome. Anyway,
and sometimes he'll watch the same episode like twice in 3 days.
Yeah, I won't remember what episodes I watch. Anyway, I have learning disabilities. However, it makes me a really, really good TV watcher. And the only reason I bring this up is because...
It lets you pass time on a treadmill.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you want to run for 2.5, 3 hours on a treadmill, it's much easier when you get to watch Breaking Bad, which is, I don't know, my favorite current TV show, I think.
So Colin sort of limped upstairs afterwards, but I cleverly already put on a cute dress and did my hair and stuff, and so obviously he had to take me out.
Yeah, so as I was walking up, I was like, oh, what are we going to do for dinner? I was like, oh, we don't have anything at the house. And I was like, oh, well, are we going to... We'll probably just be in. I'm tired. And then I came in and Rob was in a dress. So I was like, all right, we're going out.
Yeah.
So we went out, which was fun.
We went out. We went and had fish and chips at Mitchell's, and then went to see A Good Day to Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
That's Die Hard 5? 6.
Die Hard 5.
Die Hard 5 for anyone who has been living under a rock.
Yeah. And I've got like 5 or 6, a bunch of movies I want to see this week before the Oscars next weekend, which I'm so excited for. Oh my God. But obviously I needed to take a break from watching all these prestige movies to watch Die Hard. Cause come on.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a real woman.
Real women watch Die Hard.
True.
Good shirt. That's a good shirt.
That
idea.
Would be a great shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun. I mean, Bruce Willis, he makes any movie he's ever in that much better. And if he wasn't in this, no, you know what? I don't want to say anything negative about it. I think the movie was great. Because of Bruce Willis.
And because of all the car crashes and explosions.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, it was good, but it was all the shit you've seen before.
It
but
wasn't
Bruce
great.
Willis.
And also, it was kind of incoherently directed, edited. Like, it was hard to tell where people were coming from and what they were doing a lot of the time.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, like action movies. You're just kind of like, oh, there's shooting and people are running. But this was like... super crazy.
It was really, really...
It was. They, like, took it up a notch or two, and then...
Disjointed. And also, like, even during that awesome Demolition Derby scene, which, like, I really enjoyed, like, I think that's worth the price of admission, like, I didn't know which character was in which car at any point. Like, it's not a very well-made movie, but it's still fun to watch.
Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, long story 4, it was fun.
It was fun. And now we're tired, so we're gonna wrap up this podcast. Like,
wait, so what about beginning of the week?
Boring.
Boring. Oh, work is still picking up, which is really good. So
yay.
That feels good.
And next week we have an adventure planned, so expect a really special episode next week.
Yeah. So, you know, you gotta put on a poncho before you watch it. Listen to it.
A poncho for your mind parts.
Mind, obviously a mind poncho.
All right, thanks for listening. We love you guys. And I agree with Colin. Bruce Willis makes almost anything worth watching. Not Color of Night or what's that one with Halle Berry? That was really terrible. But I like Hudson Hawk, so.
Wait, was that the one where he's the singing bandit?
Yeah.